Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're taking the opportunity during the pledge drive to look ahead to the Olympic Games this summer in London and talk to some hometown favorites who are competing for spots on the U.S. team. This time, we will speak with tennis player Christina McHale of Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, the second-ranked U.S. player behind Serena Williams. Welcome to WNYC, Christina.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
What's the favorite part of tennis for you?
I just love to compete. I've played since I was 7 years old, and I've just, you know, loved to compete and travel and play the game.
How would you describe your game? Is it serve and volley? Is it sit back and hit a lot of ground strokes? How would you describe your game?
I would say it's an aggressive baseliner. That's one of the things I'm trying to add more to my game, is to come in more. But right now, I'm more at the baseline.
Who are your tennis heroes?
Well, growing up, my sister and I, we looked up to Venus and Serena. They were the ones that we really looked up to.
As a pro player, does the Olympics mean as much?
I mean, it would be a tremendous honor for me if I got chosen to play, and it's just huge. Yeah.
Has the women's game changed very much in your experience from watching as a kid to playing today?
I think the game just has gotten a lot more physical. I think, you know, you really have the fitness now. You really have to work on it and getting stronger. And that's the only thing I think that maybe has changed.
You moved up in the rankings pretty dramatically last year. Why do you think?
I think I just, you know, I've been putting in the work on and off the court and fitness and just, you know, every day. So I feel, you know, I'm starting to play some of my best tennis. And I think I also gained a lot of experience last year.
Several of the athletes we've talked to in this series have gotten to see the world through international competitions, but you moved from New Jersey to Hong Kong at a young age and then back again. You actually started playing tennis where?
I started to play tennis in Hong Kong. I moved there when I was 3, and I came back when I was 9. And so I started there when I was 6 years old, and then with my sister, and then we came back to New Jersey, and we picked it up right again and kept playing.
Do you think seeing the world broadened your horizons and helped you aim high?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, it was a great experience living over there and then coming back. And now I do so much traveling. So I think it helped living abroad and when I was younger to help me to be able to get used to traveling as much as I do.
How do you go about qualifying for London?
You have to have there's a specific ranking. I think it's top 60 that you have to have. And then you also, and they take the rankings from June. And then you have to have played Fed Cup twice for your country.
On Friday, we talked to swimmer Felicia Lee, who was born in New Jersey but left home in high school for swimming. You did the same thing with tennis, moved to Florida for tennis. How hard a decision was that?
Yeah, it was a hard decision because I had to leave my regular school and start homeschooling. But I definitely think now it was the right decision for me, and I think it really helped my tennis. And now I train back in New York, though, so I'm really happy to be home now and training.
Hey, why do women players seem to grunt more than the men? Ever since Monica Seles, it seems like a lot of people do it now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just become normal for all the players to do it, and it just keeps getting louder. But I'm not sure why.
Does it help? Is it like a martial arts thing, putting more power into that moment when you strike the ball?
I think so. I think players think that it helps them. Yeah, get more force into the ball.
Well, good luck. We hope you make it to London, and you've already obviously achieved so much in tennis at such a young age and rising so quickly in the last year or so, and can't wait to watch you in London. Christina McHale from Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, second-ranked U.S. tennis player at this moment. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks again to all of you for listening and pledging during the membership drive. Stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show here on WNYC. I'll talk to you tomorrow.